This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good evening. The show tonight begins in the White House, a visit by General Munir, the Chief of Staff of the Pakistan Army, the man who is in charge of Pakistan, I'm told by my colleague Hussein Haqqani, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States. Munir comes to Washington to honor, actually he was in Florida, Mar-a-Lago, to honor the retirement of General Carrillo, who commanded CENTCOM these years. General Munir is a very strong and sophisticated actor. I asked Hussein Haqqani if there's any way he could not have known about the massacre of Indian nationals in Kashmir that triggered a brief and alarming episode between two nuclear-powered nations, India and Pakistan, that have no patience for each other. The answer was, not possible. However, there's no evidence that he did know beforehand. The White House is entertaining. The word that was used was wooing Pakistan, used by the Financial Times. Bill Raggio and I then discuss Afghanistan and the CIA. Someone has been held since right after the targeted killing of Zawahiri in Kabul several years ago. He's been held against his will by the Taliban, said to be a CIA agent or in some fashion linked to the CIA. No resolution. Alejandro Pina Esclusa and Ernesto Araujo joined to comment first on the tragedy of the death of Senator Uribe, the 39-year-old shot in the head by a teenager who was given the gun and the assignment by cartels. That happened in Bogota. And then the State Department putting $50 million bounty on Maduro as the head of the Sinaloa cartel. Not the president of Venezuela, the head of a cartel. Those two episodes illustrate the extreme political violence and challenge of the Americas, especially the two big states of Colombia and Venezuela. Adding in Brazil, Lula da Silva wanted us to know that he'd conferred with Vladimir Putin prior to the Putin meeting with Trump in Alaska these next days. Ernesto Araujo joined, and I asked him, what does Lula get out of this? And he said, a geopolitical player. He's presenting himself as a significant figure in the world affairs. Okay. We also discuss the question of the elections that are upcoming, favoring the right-of-center candidates in many instances. We shall see. On to the question of Gaza with David Daoud and Bill Raggio and the targeted killing of a journalist associated with Al Jazeera who the IDF has identified as the leader of a Hamas cell, masquerading as a journalist. That's why you get these distorted reports that are unchallenged because no one but Hamas-influenced journalists report out of Gaza these many years. In a conversation with David Daoud about Hezbollah, a rearming. The IDF says it's rearming. Hezbollah says it's rearming. Hezbollah is a dangerous creature. And rearmed, it will be dangerous again. Will Lebanon order its armies to disarm Hezbollah? No one says yes. In a conversation with Jonathan Saya of FTD about Iran kicking out Afghans because they believe that they are working for Mossad. Yeah, I know it's very complicated. Mossad hired Afghans to infiltrate into Iran to spy on the regime. I don't know. That's the explanation. It's far-fetched. Like everything else in the Middle East, it might be true, it might not be true. You can't tell. Forever. We also discussed the suspect nuclear weapons program and where it is in its life cycle. There's no reason to believe the B-2 raid and prior to that the Israeli attack have ended Iran's ability to generate concern about a suspect nuclear weapons program. John Hardy of FDD joins to talk about the demands that the Kremlin has made heretofore if there's going to be a ceasefire or a peace settlement in Ukraine. They're severe, including the departure of Zelensky. We're looking to the conversation between the two presidents in Alaska, we're told, at the end of the week, we're told, to see what the terms are now for Russia and for Ukraine via the presentation of the President of the United States. We also discuss what could go wrong and why, which is that Mr. Putin will make demands that Mr. Trump cannot deliver on. Ben and Ben Talablu comments on the PRC and Iran. More than economic relationship, now security as well, says Ben and Ben Talablu. And then Brendan Weichert with a fun segment about how the Chinese are displaying their testing of their lunar lander for a moon base in perhaps 2030, 2031. It's an exact copy, full-scale copy, of the Lem Eagle that landed on the moon in 69. The Chinese know how to copy things that work. Brandon flatters them. They never go any farther. Things that work, and then they innovate. Of course, in 50 years, it's easy to innovate on the Lem. It looks like a Lem, but inside it's digital. That didn't exist in the moon race of the 60s. Ahmad Sharawi updates us on the gunfight in Syria between the jihadists who are the government and any deviation from jihadism, which would be the Druze, the Alawites, and maybe the Kurds. Can't tell yet. Ahmad is concerned that the next target for the bully boys out of Damascus is going to be the Kurds in the northeast of the country. And then finally, the Federal Reserve needing a reform, overdue. It has 400 PhDs. I know. What do you do with 400 PhDs? There must be a joke here, but I don't know it. John Hartley from Civitas joins to comment. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening. Good night.
While everyone's talking about AI replacing people, smart companies know the real opportunity is using AI to make their people better. Lattice is the HR platform where people and AI succeed together, helping every employee grow, every manager lead, and every company achieve greater success. Let's build a people-powered future. No regrets. Visit lattice.com/no regrets. That's LATTICE.com/no regrets.